This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You'll never find as long as you live.
Welcome back. A busy Monday in St. Louis. You had the Blues in action tonight. Well, nationally, of course, the game, 7 o'clock. What time do you think that game will end if it's supposed to start at 7? 11:20?
At least, yeah. Those games take forever.
And you're going to see a shootout. So you might see a quadruple overtime game. Frank might need to bring a sleeping bag.
Yeah. Well,
it could be a long one.
Is it on ESPN, regular ESPN?
I think so, yeah.
So I tell you what, though, my interest level is about a 10.
Yeah, I think I would take the 4 overtime game for you. I know that's a little upsetting, but yeah. I think I'm rooting for a good game. In my heart, though, you give Nick Saban a month or so, you know. Because I think he already kind of prepared for Clemson, I would say. I think he kind of maybe thought ahead, thinking they were playing Clemson. I'm sure he has a good game plan. I think they'll win by 10 or 14.
I wonder, think about this. I think maybe only Jerry West and Elgin Baylor's Lakers playing the Celtics in a championship has happened more than this. I mean, 4 times in a row, not 4 consecutive championship games, but 4 times in a row in the college football playoff.
But it's well-deserved, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they've had opportunity to be knocked off. I mean, that's why you have the... You know, the playoff system, and I understand it might be a little watered down, but for me, I'm still fascinated by the matchup. I'm hoping Clemson wins. If I'm a betting guy, though, I take Alabama all day.
Doesn't the over-under seem a little low?
What is it?
58.
That is extremely
low. I'd take the over.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yeah.
Especially with Trevor Lawrence's arm and Clemson's offense, you would assume that themselves would score 28 points.
See, here's the thing, too, is that Clemson's got these defensive linemen who stuck around for this sole purpose to win this game.
And they're studs.
Yeah. And they can rush Tua with 4. I got to tell you, I think this is – there's no way – I don't think Alabama's blowing them out. There's no chance. I think Clemson's going to score, and it's going to be fun. All right. Let's see. I will have to ask Martin this. Frank, 2 playoff games scheduled for Fox this weekend. Settlement getting close. Martin is involved on those negotiations,
directly.
I believe. Yes. I think if he and Charlie just took a little bit less money, don't you think that's what it comes down to in these negotiations?
And they obviously need to take less money. I mean, those guys are 6-figure guys, you know?
Yeah, a little less money.
Really problems in the office.
And Charlie being kind of a, you know, socialist or charter, you know, borderline socialist, I don't think he would mind that. I mean, his girl was on 60 Minutes last night. She was advocating a 70% tax. Okay, Westminster Christian Academy is one of our great sponsors, 997-2900. Website is wcastl.org. If you're looking for a place for your son or daughter, why not set up a shadowing procedure at Westminster Christian Academy? They will take great care of you, and you'll see an outstanding campus out there. The sports are outstanding. The facilities are second to none. Westminster Christian Academy. And Dr. Michael Jones wants to remind everybody, he can get that LASIK surgery done for you. And it takes about 12 seconds and your eyes are fixed forever. 866-260-EYES. Tell them that I sent you. 866-260-EYES. Tell them that I sent you. He is the best at what he does. There's no doubt about it. Dr. Michael Jones. Let's see. Frank, you're in the same boat as Kelly Bryant. You don't want the Rams to win with their George Clooney, yet you can break your addiction to Facebooking all of there and all of your former friends by excitedly watching the games. They're throwing parties you're not invited to, but you still fawn over every photo. As Palsy would say, it's a cuckold situation.
Cuckold? That's very, very graphic, but I would think that's, you know, you're somewhat in
applicable.
That camp right
yes.
now.
For the last 15 years, I've been watching every Blues game. This is from the South County Window Washer. Every game, I cannot watch this team. I don't like this team. It's a boring roster, and I've written this year off. Hopefully, they'll dump a lot of the players and get some toughness and charisma in here for next year because this team blows. I think many in the audience feel the same way.
My buddies who are diehard Blues fans had the similar reaction. I didn't know if people had. They just don't like the team. And I thought before the season started, every fan was, including myself, was
like
so
the
excited
team.
To yeah. you know, to get the season started because they had such high hopes. I didn't know people were now just bashing the whole roster.
I like this in the 3-1-4. If you could just talk Martin to a few less rearview cameras, that should be enough to get the
there you go.
He gets his teeth cleaned 3 times a month.
That's fair.
Martin does?
No, I'm kidding. It's the white teeth, the clean teeth.
Oh, that's right. Guy, the young people and their nice teeth.
Nice teeth.
Yes, that's really good.
That's what's keeping Fox and WGN off off charter.
All right. Doesn't the term shadowing procedure sound odd? All right, I'll get rid of that. But you can shadow a student there. That's what I meant. Okay. All right, we'll take a short time out, Martin, when we come back.